This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. And happy Independence Day. It is, of course, the 4th of July, but in Vermont, some folks are quick to add that it is also the birthday of President Calvin Coolidge, who was born in the Green Mountain State. For years, the Calvin Coolidge Foundation has held an event to honor the only president born on Independence Day, and just one of two to be born in the state of Vermont. Matt Denhart is the executive director of the Coolidge Foundation. And Matt, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Mitch, thanks for having me, and we hope everyone will come see us today in Plymouth Notch.
Now, you are new to the Coolidge Foundation, so is this going to be your first celebration? Are you excited about this?
Indeed. This will be my first 4th of July. I've heard so much about it. I just arrived in December and have been looking forward to this since the day I set foot in the normally tranquil Plymouth Notch, Vermont, and we're expecting large crowds, as has been the case in past years, and so I am very excited to see everything in action and to be a part of it for the first time.
So what happens there in Plymouth Notch?
So today is Coolidge's birthday. He was born in 1872 right here in Plymouth Notch, Vermont, behind his father's store. And so we celebrate his birthday along with Independence Day in grand fashion. At noon today, the Vermont National Guard, led by Adjutant General Stephen Cray, will be here. They'll lead a procession from the general store down to the Plymouth Notch Cemetery, where President and Grace Coolidge are buried along with other members of the Coolidge family. We'll have a small service there. That will include a singing of the national anthem by Jennifer Sales Harville, who is the great-granddaughter of President and Mrs. Coolidge. There will be a wreath laid on the president's grave. That wreath is sent every year from the White House, and the National Guard will help with that. This year also is a solemn anniversary, though. It's the 90th anniversary of the passing of Calvin Jr., the Coolidge's son, who died in 1924 while they were in the White House. And so all the children present this year will present a special wreath on Calvin Jr.'s gravesite as well. We'll have some readings from the Coolidge autobiography at the cemetery, and then we'll reconvene up at the Union Christian Church in Plymouth Notch, where the foundation will read a group reading of the entire Coolidge autobiography, all 247 pages. That'll start at 1 p.m., and we'll read that throughout the day, and we invite all listeners to come and join us.
That's an amazing array of activities for sure on this day. Now, the reading of that Coolidge autobiography, I find that really interesting. Why do the reading, and why read the whole book?
You know, this is actually, Mitch, an old tradition. Back in 1998, the foundation sponsored a public reading of the autobiography on the 75th anniversary of Coolidge's inauguration. And so we're reviving that old tradition. We thought, what a great idea to read this book aloud. It's a beautiful autobiography. It's 247 pages, although the print is rather large and the margin's a bit big. So it's doable to do in one day. And we just think it's such a beautifully written book, and it has so much relevance to today that we all would benefit from being reminded of Coolidge's words, of his own words.
But would Silent Cal approve?
Oh, I think he would. You know, this is his own book, and so everything that he put in there, I think he must have thought was important enough for other people to remember.
You know, Calvin Coolidge has had something of a revival recently. There was a new biography written about him not long ago that's sort of taken another look at his years in the White House. Do you think that there's been more interest in recent years about learning more about this president who, you know, let's face it, is not one of the most well-known when we talk about famous presidents?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we're seeing that at the foundation, certainly. You mentioned the Coolidge biography. It's by Amity Schles. It debuted as a New York Times bestseller as a biography of Coolidge, and Schles chairs our board here at the foundation, and she'll be up today as well for the 4th. But certainly, there's been a real resurgence in interest in Coolidge. Here at the foundation, you know, we think he's always been a great president, and we're really happy to see other people learning more about his presidency, because when you really examine his record, he was an important president who achieved much during his time in office, and so we're just thrilled that more people are learning about him and going back and reading some of his speeches and examining his record, and we think that they'll be impressed when they do that, as impressed as we are.
And briefly, Matt, when does everything get started today?
Sure. So today, our ceremony begins at noon, so we encourage everyone to arrive by 11 or 11:30, especially if you want a good parking spot. And please gather at the green in the Plymouth Notch Village, and that's where our procession will begin.
So, Matt, I will say happy Independence Day to you, and keep cool with Coolidge.
Mitch, thank you so much. We hope to see everyone here today.